The U.S. has delivered Russia a written response rejecting most of its demands over Ukraine. Moscow wants NATO to redraw its borders and close the door to Ukraine possibly joining the organization, but that's been refused by Washington. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the U.S. is still open to talks, and he expects to speak with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in the coming days.
We're open to dialogue. We prefer diplomacy. It remains up to Russia to decide how to respond. We're ready either way.
UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson is refusing to resign as he awaits the findings of a police probe into alleged lockdown parties. Johnson told the House of Commons he could not comment on the matter while it's still under investigation. The Prime Minister has faced repeated calls to quit. He's reported to have attended group celebrations when most Britons were banned from such events.
We've taken the tough decisions, we've got the big calls right, and we're, and in particular I, am getting on with the job.
Prince Andrew has formally denied claims of sex abuse in a filing to a Manhattan federal court and is asking the case be decided by jury. He raised consent and so-called unclean hands as defenses against Virginia Giuffre's lawsuit, claiming he assaulted her as a teenager. Prince Andrew had sought to dismiss Giuffre's suit on grounds that it was barred by a 2009 settlement with Jeffrey Epstein, but that was denied by the judge. The International Olympics Committee says President Thomas Bach will meet Peng Shuai during the Beijing Games. It's the latest effort to ease concerns about the Chinese tennis star's well-being after she disappeared from public view following her accusation of sexual assault against a high-ranking official. In a statement, the IOC confirmed it's been in regular contact with Peng, and Chinese authorities are supporting its efforts to set up the meeting. Bloomberg data show more than 10 billion COVID vaccines have now been administered across the globe. That equates to 127 doses for every 100 persons. However, the distribution has been lopsided as countries and regions with the highest incomes are inoculated more than 10 times faster than those with the lowest. At this pace, it will take another 5 months until 75% of the world's population has received at least one shot. Global News, 24 hours a day on air and on Bloomberg Quick Take, powered by more than 2,700 journalists and analysts in more than 120 countries. I'm Vonnie Quinn. This is Bloomberg.